Hey, what's good, folks? This is Rich, and I'm here with Wim, and you're listening to the Paychecks and Balances podcast, where we take a fun-formative look at work and money for the rising professional. And today we're doing Q&A, where we feature your questions from the various platforms. If you have questions you'd like to submit to us to be featured on this show or another episode, you can email us at info@paychecksandbalances.com. Or if you want to submit questions to us anonymously, you can visit ask.fm/paybalances. Or you can just tweet at us too, @paybalances on Twitter. What's up, good sir?
Living the dream, Brent. Living the dream.
I know how that goes. So this week, it looks like we have a question via email.
So I assume I'm supposed to read that from TM because it just got read. What's up, fellas? Congrats on the new pod. Thank you, sir. You guys have helped me make some great moves in advancing my career, so thank you for that. You're welcome.
No doubt.
I'm currently working in a bank and through networking got an interview with a top financial advisory firm. Everything seems to be a go. The move would lead to a 28K bump in base salary. Yeah! The only issue I may have is the assets under management goals that have to be hit each month after my 7th month on the job. My question is, does a move like this make sense even with the targets I'm expected to hit? Worst case is I make the base plus whatever commissions and go elsewhere, or I actually hit all the targets and stay. What are your thoughts?
Yo, this sounds like one of those, do I really want to deal with that ish type of questions? And I say that just because it's obvious that there's a lot of financial upside. But it also sounds like there's going to be a lot more work compared to what he's doing now. So and to me, it sounds like, and I'm trying to read this again, even though I just heard you read it out loud. It sounds like right now he's probably has a solid salary. You know, I'm sure it's probably paying the bills. Things are going okay. He now sees this opportunity to make a lot more money in his basically livable wage. And when I say livable wage, I just mean, salary, because a lot of time people think about bonuses and other stuff, but your salary is what is pretty much what you live off of from a month to month basis. And so I think my question, man, is based off of what those goals are and the way your life is set up now, by taking this job and being held to these goals, is it going to compromise the things that you enjoy about the current state of your life? If the answer to that is yes, then maybe sticking it out at the current gig or doing a different type of gig turns out to be better. If the answer is, you know, it's going to put me in a lot better spot to do some of the things that I really want to do down the road, then yeah, maybe you take that gig. And I would hope that you would take a job expecting to hit the goals, if not exceed those goals, not take it and be like, I don't know, bruh. I got 7 months to coast. I'm probably going to fail at this, but I'm going to take it on anyway, get that money and then bounce. Cause having that 7 month stint on your resume, you know, is it really worth that? So that's something else to think about. But any initial thoughts from you on this one?
Yeah, I wrote down a few, and number one, it kind of sounds like maybe, and we may be reading between the lines, there's a fear of the implication of work-life balance, because with the 28K bump in base salary, I feel like that would be worth it in 9 times out of 10 scenarios, unless I would say, and I did jot down, and do believe that money doesn't buy happiness, but it does buy the freedom to do things that do make you happy.
Yes.
And I think that's another clause that people overlook, dismiss, or don't admit. And I have done the chasing salary, thinking salary in itself would make me happy, and that's not true. But I think I probably, and I've talked about, I will discuss this more broadly on another show, I don't think that I wholly recognize the importance, or I misattributed how important money was to me towards my happiness versus finding a job that personally fulfilled me or made me happy. And I don't think those two journeys are the same. The job you might pursue for money might not be the job that makes you personally happy or personally rewarded. But I do think there's avenues can come out from both. So the job that may be personally rewarding for whatever reason tends to be the job that's also not as financially rewarding. I don't know if that's been your experience, but it has been mine. I think that seems to be the case for a lot of people. Like my hobbies don't pay as much as my jobbies. So I sometimes have to do the jobbies so I could have more time for my hobbies.
Sound like some Teletubby type.
Yo, anyway. That's something I had to make peace with over the years. Like, I might not be personally fulfilled by this job, but it may give me either a network, a career path, or current salary that allows me to do things that are more personally fulfilling, that I enjoy. You know, I work to live, not live to work, although I am somewhat of a workaholic. But I still recognize that, you know, just because I'm making that XXXXX, whatever that X is, air plus commas on my check, that didn't give me the level of happiness I thought it would. And so I had to kind of step back and say, okay, why am I pursuing this goal, job, or salary? And is it then going to allow me to achieve what I think I'm pursuing? And I know that's a very, you know, introspective, existential proverb way of answering the question, but I really kind of wish if I had took my foot off the gas. I'm like, ooh, money, and I ran after it instead of like, okay, is this really going to move me to a better place in my life? And it may, but I wish I had had a more honest conversation with myself about that. You also say his worst case scenarios, I make the base plus whatever commissions. And I agree with that. I mean, it sounds like based on the confidence of this email, you seem like you could move on to another career. So that might also be the answer. Like if you can take this and take that extra 28,000 and whether it's 1 month or 7 months, then hey, just bank it and then charge it to the game wherever this scenario works out. Like I'm not against padding your pockets in the short term either, and then figuring out that next step. Sometimes I think we're hesitant to take the first step in the journey because we don't know how it's going to end. And sometimes the only way to figure out how that journey or that path is going to go is to take that first step.
Yeah. And so it is important to note, though, even if it's a 28K bump, some of that's going to get eaten in. And then, you know, it may push him into the next tax bracket. I don't know where he's at now. And then it may actually end up feeling like so that would be crazy if he took that job and then somehow ended up felt like he was making less money at the end of the day.
In this scenario, we've talked about that before. I don't think, unless he's like in New York, Paris, Atlanta, Vegas at the same time, I think he'll be okay as far as taxes go. I was kind of talking more when you're talking 10, 15%. I could see that easily getting eaten up by taxes. I can't see a scenario where 28,000 would get eaten up by taxes, but I guess anything is possible. Stranger things have happened. But in addition, that's his base plus any commissions or bonuses that he sounds like so he has the potential to make.
He's going to come up. He's going to come up regardless.
Yeah, I think in this scenario, there's not a tax window that I can think of bracket that would eat up all of it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of one.
Yeah, that whole 28 is definitely not going to go in your bank account, though. That is something to keep in mind.
Yeah, so there are a few things to weigh, and Wim talked about some of them. Of course, I'm taking the approach of, you know, you want to make sure that you're making a move that makes sense for where you are and what you're trying to do. Of course, it's easy to go for the money, but I don't know. If it fits into the bigger plan, then go for it. But I just couldn't advocate someone to take a job solely for money, just because it's more in their pocket when there may be things that could be a better fit, or there could be other things that they need to think about before making that decision. So I'm not going to say don't do it, but really do think about the whys, and hopefully that'll help you land in the right place. But yo, I mean, it sounds like worst case, you take the job, you take the pay bump, you try to hit these goals, and who knows, man, maybe you end up taking this and you end up knocking it out the park, and then that 28K ends up becoming something 1%-ish, like 100K, who knows? So it's, and I think part of the reason I say this is because there was a period of time, you know, how you go through that stretch when you're in school, you're trying to figure out what you want to do. And there was a time before I even got to college, I was like, oh, I'm a major in computer science. I really had no idea why. I was just like, oh, that sounds like it pays a lot. And at times I wish that I did, because it clearly pays a lot today.
Yeah, it actually does pay a lot. Yeah, that's actually pretty accurate there.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was also a period where I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be a Wall Street investment banker. And I look at that now and I'm like, I would have hated that. Like, yeah, maybe I should have went for it. And just to say I had that experience under my belt, but just knowing a lot about myself, the things that I've been into, I would not have had the time to do some of these other things had I taken that job. I would have made a crazy amount of money. And maybe if that was part of my plan, it would have made sense. Maybe if I wanted to have a certain amount of money so I could do these other things at certain checkpoints along my life, it might have fit into that picture. But for the stuff that I've been interested in over the years, having to live that life where you are working those insane hours, and I know that at these financial services firms, it can get pretty insane. Like I've heard about cots in the office and all of that stuff. So that's what I mean when I say you really got to think about what this move would mean in the bigger picture, money aside, because you can probably go somewhere else too that may align better, that may not give you the same type of cash increase, but it would still be an increase nonetheless, allow you to still keep all of those things that you really enjoy doing in check and get some dope experience on top of that. So anything else you want to add for TM?
I do not think so. I think we provided a lot of scenarios, but I think sometimes we've gotten feedback where it's like, I just wanted to know yes or no. And so on this one, I'm going to lean towards yes. I'd say go for it.
And just to be on the other side, I'm going to say no until there's been further thought. That's just me. There it is. So split decision. And I tried to type down this, my hobby doesn't pay as much as my jobby. I might have to make that a t-shirt or something. I think that's what you said, or is my hobbies don't pay as much as my jobbies?
That is accurate, but it's true.
All right, I'm just going to make a little note right here like this. Okay, good. And so, yeah, that's all we have for today for Q&A. So, TM, really appreciate you writing in with the question. We hope that our soliloquies helped you with that. Or, no, it was a discussion. You know, we went back and forth a bit. And so I want to thank everyone for listening to this episode. And if you're enjoying Paychecks and Balances, make sure that you drop by on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Say a few words about the show, why you listen, why others should listen. If you don't know how to do that, you can go to paychecksandbalances.com/review. So until next time, be safe. We out. I feel like I should have said more, but I don't know what else to add. Peace.